Sheni, v'chiyake ish es avdei, if one hit his slave, oyes amosai, or his maidservant, bashevet, with a rod. Rashi explains that this is talking about an Eved Kanani or a Shifcha Kananis, and the owner hit his Eved Kanani or his Shifcha Kananis with a rod that is capable of killing, umeis tachas yodai, and the Eved died right away under his hand, nokam yinokem, he will surely be avenged, and the Misa of Nokam Yinokem means a Misa of Saif. The person is killed like every other person that kills and is Roitzeach. He gets Misa Saif. But this is what the Pasuk is coming to tell me a Chiddush. Ach im yoim o yomayim yamod. If the Eved lives 24 hours from the time he was hit, lo yukam, the owner, the master is not avenged, ki chas payhu, because this is his money. Even though usually, if somebody kills another person, no matter when the person dies, the killer, the Reitzeach, is Mechuyev Misa, Misa of Saif. There is an exclusion by the Parsha of Eved. If a person owns an Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis, and he kills the Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis, if the Eved or the Shifcha dies right away, within 24 hours, then the master is Mechuyev Saif. But if 24 hours elapsed since the time of the hitting, the owner is Potter. Zok Rashi. V'chiyake ishes avdoi oyes amosin. One who hits his Eved or his Amma. Be'eved Kanani akosim medaber. The Pasuk is talking about an Eved Kanani. Or in el be'evri. Maybe it's talking about an Eved Evri. Tamal loymar. Therefore the Pasuk teaches me in Pasuk Chof Alev. Ki chas payhu, because it is his money. Ma kas pay konu loy alomis. Just like his money belongs to him forever. Af Eved akonu loy alomis. Also a slave that belongs to him forever. And what type of a slave belongs to him forever? That is a Eved Kanani. This pasuk was really included in the regular din of somebody who kills another person. The pasuk comes and excludes it from the general rule to be judged with the din of 24-hour period. If he did not die right away, and the Eved lived for 24 hours, Potter, the owner is Potter. So Rashi, bashevet with a rod, kishyesh b'kidei l'homos. Only if this rod is capable of killing hakos medaber, the pasuk is talking. Maybe the pasuk is talking about a rod that is not capable of killing tamad loyma b'Yisrael. Therefore, the pasuk says concerning one who kills a Jew, ve'im be'evet yad ashiyomus b'hikahu. If with a hand-sized stone that is capable of killing, he killed the Jew. V'alei dvarim kal v'chaymer. This is a kal v'chaymer. Uma Yisrael. Chamor, madach killing a Jew, which is stricter, ain chayav olav elim keni ko bedava sheesh ba g'day lahomos. Val eveshu g'day lahomos. By killing a Jew, which is stricter. You are only chayav if you hit him with something that can kill. On a limb that could kill, da'akazu with this striking, eved akal like kolshkein. Killing an eved, which is definitely a lighter iser, a lighter act, like kolshkein, it is a kolshkein that one needs dafka, a rod that is capable of killing. If the Torah tells us specifically that by killing a Jew, he's only chayev if the rod is capable of killing, kolshkein by an eved, when you kill an eved, it can, you are only chayev if the shevet, if the rod is capable of killing. Nokam yinokem, he shall surely be avenged. So Rashi misas saif. This is a misa by sword. V'cheinu oimer. Cherev nekemes nekambris. It says in the pasuk that the sword will take revenge for the Torah that he was over. So we see it says cherev and it says nekemes. So the lashon of nekemes, avenging, is only by a sword. Ach im yom o yomayim yamod. If the Eved Kanani lives 24 hours, lo yukam, then there is no misa. Im al yom echad hu potter. If you are telling me that if the Eved lives one day, the owner is Potter, al yomayim le kolshkein. Is it not a kolshkein that if he lives 2 days, he's Potter? So why does it say yom o yomayim? Elo yom shehu ki yomayim. It means a day that is like 2 days. Ve'ezezeh, and what does this mean? Me'ez le'ez, a 24-hour period. Since, if let's say, for example, he hit the Eved at 12 o'clock on Sunday, and the Eved lived till 1 o'clock on Monday, so 2 days really passed, part of Sunday and part of Monday. So that is why Me'ez Le'ez is called Yom o yomayim, because it is a day that is like 2 days, because a 24-hour period can span over 2 days. La yukam ki chaspehu, he shall not be killed because it is his money. Ha acher sheiko, but let's say somebody else hits this person's eved. Afal bisha shom eis la eis, even though the eved lived 24 hours, koidim shemeis, before he died, chayev, the hitter is chayev. Because this then only applies to the owner of the Eved. The owner of the Eved has the leniency that when he hits his Eved and the Eved lives 24 hours, that he is potter even if he dies 48 hours later. But if somebody else hits the same Eved, since he is not the owner, no matter when the Eved dies, that person is chayev. And the pasuk continues, V'chi natsu anoshim, if two people are quarreling, v'nagafu isha hara, and they hit a pregnant woman, the yatsu yiladeha, and her children fall out, she miscarries, the lo yie osun, but there will be no fatality to the isha. Onoish yeyonesh, he will surely get punished, which is referring to payment. Kasha yoshis olav balo isha, the amount of money that will be placed by the husband of the isha, the nasan beflilim, and it will be given according to the estimate of the judges. So the pasuk is saying, if two people are fighting and one wanted to hit another person, but instead of hitting the other person, he hits a pregnant woman and she miscarries, he must pay to the husband of the isha demei v'ladis, the worth of the children. How do we estimate demei v'ladis? We evaluate it, how much is this isha worth when she is pregnant, and how much less is she worth now that she is not pregnant. That difference he gives to the husband according to the valuation of Bezdin. V'im osan yiyah, but if there will be a fatality to the isha, v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, then you will give a soul for a soul. There is a machlokes what this means. If ratza laharagezeh v'haragezeh is chayev, if one who had intention to kill one person and he killed another person is chayev, which is our case, he wanted to kill Reuben, but instead of hitting Reuben, he hit the pregnant woman. So if he wanted to kill one and he kills another is chayev, then the pasuk over here is saying that he is mechuyev misa. V'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh, for the soul of the woman that he killed, now we take his soul, and he is mechuyev misa. But if you learn ratza laharagezeh v'haragezeh is potter, then the pasuk is just telling us a din of tashlumin. V'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh means that we have to take and evaluate how much this woman that died is worth, and that amount the Ritzeach will give to the Yerushim of the woman. Ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye, shein tachas shein, a tooth for a tooth, yod tachas yod, a hand for a hand, regel tachas rogel, a foot for a foot. This pasuk is talking about the din of nezek, that if one knocks out another person's eye, or tooth, or hand, or foot, we evaluate how much is the person worth to be sold in the marketplace with an eye, and how much is he worth without an eye, and the difference is given to the injured person. Kviya tachas kviya, a burn for a burn. This is the din of tsar. If somebody burns somebody on his nail, there is only pain for that type of a burn. There is no nezek, there are no damages. So we evaluate how much would a person like this want, how much money would he want in order to suffer such pain. And that amount of money is what he will give as the payment of tsar. Petza tachas potza, a laceration for a laceration. Chabura tachas chabura, a bruise for a bruise. And Rashi explains, what is the pasuk of Petza tachas potza coming to add? We already know nezek and tsar. It is coming to tell you that even when you paid nezek, you still have to pay tsar. Because I might think that once I already paid nezek, I paid for the damages of the arm. I own the arm. It's my hand. I paid for it. I might think that I would be able to cut it off any way I want. Therefore, the pasuk says, no, you must still cut it off in a very painless manner. You must cut it off through medicine, and not through a way that will cause the person pain. And since you did not, therefore, not only do you pay for nezek, you also pay for tsar. Let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Chaf Beis, v'chi yinatzu anoshim, if two people were quarreling, Zeim ze, one with the other, v'nischaven lahakas his chaveri, and he wanted to hit his friend, v'hikas ha'isha, and he hit the pregnant woman, v'nagafu. What does v'nagafu mean? Ein negifa eloshen dechifa v'hako. Negifa just means to push and to hit. K'moi pentigoi bever raglecha, lest you hit with a stone your feet. Ubeterem yisnog fu raglechem. And before your feet became hit. Ule'even nigof. With a stone it became hit. So here also, v'nagfa yishahara. They hit a pregnant woman. V'lo yia osoin. There will not be a fatality be'isha to the isha. Onoish yeyonesh. He will surely be punished. L'shalin dbe v'lodos. To pay the worth of the fetus. Labal to the baal, to the husband. Shaman oisa. We evaluate her. Kama oisa re'uya. How much she was fit, lihimacher, to be sold, bishuk, in the marketplace. Lahales bidomeho bishvil heryona. How much more was she worth because of her pregnancy? And now how much less she is worth? And that difference, she pays, he pays to her husband. Onoish yeonoish, yigvu momoi mimenu. The word onoish means punishment of money. Kamoi va'anchu oisim mea kesef. Just like it says in Sefer Devarim, and you will punish him 100 kesef by Moiti Shemra. So over there it says oinish, and it says money. Here also, onoish yeonesh means with money. Kasha yoshes olof, kishiyitz bo'enu ha'baal bebezdin. When the baal will be taiveya and claim this money in bezdin, lahoshes olof oinish akach, to place a punishment on this person who injured his wife by making her miscarry. Benosan ha'maket, and the hitter will give dmei v'lodos, the worth of the children, b'flilim al pi ha'dayonim, according to the estimate of the judges. But im osan yia b'isha, but if there will be a fatality in the woman, benosato nefesh tachas nefesh, then you will give a soul for a soul. Rabbi Seinu chalkin b'dover. Our Rabbonim and Sanhedrin argue concerning this issue. Yesh oimim. Some say nefesh mamish. It means that the person that hit the makeh is mechuyev misa mamish, and you take his soul, because rotzal haragezeh v'haragezeh is chayev. Yesh oimim mamim. Some say the pasuk is referring to payment. Avaloi nefesh mamish, but not actually taking his soul. Shemeschaven laharagezeh. One who has intention to kill one person, v'haragezeh, and killed another person, as this case, where he wanted to kill Ruvein, but he hit the pregnant woman, pater mimisa, he's pater from death, umeshalim liyarshav, but he must pay to the yarshim, domov, the worth of the woman. K'moshoye nimka b'shuk, as if this woman was sold in the marketplace. That's how we evaluate her worth. Ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye. Sima in chaver, one who blinded the eye of his friend. Noisen leit me enoi, he gives the worth of an eye. Kama shepaschoi damov limko b'shuk, how much less this person is worth without an eye in the marketplace. Bechein kulam, and so all of them. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, yad and regal. V'lein etilas eva mamish, and it does not mean actually taking off the person's hand because he took off the other person's hand. Just like our Rabbi Seinu Darshan in Baba Kama, that it does not mean netilas ever mamish. Kviya tachas kviya, a burn for a burn. Michvas eish, a burn of fire. The anach shos diber b'chavol ashiyesh b'pchas damim. Until now, in the pasuk ayin tachas ayin, it was referring to a wound that had a depreciation. Now it is referring to a wound that does not have any depreciation. Elatzar, only pain. Kigoin, an example of something that does not cause depreciation, only pain, is kavoy b'shipur, if he burnt him with a spit, al tziparnov, on his nails. Oimdin kama odom kiyotzibzeh, we evaluate how much would such a person, roitza litel, want to take, liyos mitzdar kach, to undergo such pain. And that amount of money is what he has to pay for tzar. Petza tachas potza, a laceration for a laceration. Himaka hamitzia dam. Petza means a wound that lets out blood. She potza es pisore, it breaks through the flesh. Niftur balaz. Hakoy lefi mashehu. This laceration would depend on what happened. Im yesh b'chas damim, if there is a depreciation in the person, noisenezek, then he must give damages. If he can't work, nice and sheves, he pays unemployment. Veripoy, and doctor bills. Uboishes, and embarrassment. Vitzar, and pain. Umikrus ayesahu, and in essence, this pasuk is not necessary. Uvachoivel dorshu rabbi seinu, but in perik achoivel, our rabbonim explain, lechayev al tzar, that this pasuk is coming to be mechayev you to pay on tzar, afilu b'makom nezek, even when you have already paid for the damages. Even though he already gave the worth of this person's hand, he is not potter from paying for pain. Loimar, because he might think that he can say, Hoyel ukona yodai. Since he already bought the person's hand, he might think that he can cut it off any way he wants, and therefore is not chayev for the pain the person went through. Rather we say, you should have cut off the hand through drugs. That would not cause such pain. And you went and cut it off with an iron, and caused them pain. Therefore, even when you paid Nezek, you are still chayev to pay tzar. Chabura, a wound, humaka shadam nitzrabo. It is a maka where the dam gathers ve'ina yoytze, but does not break through. A black and blue mark. El shemadim ha'boso kenegdoi. It causes the flesh on top to become red. Uloshen chabura takabalaz. Uloshen chabura is takabalaz. Kamoi. Menomer chabar buroysov. And spotted was his bruises. V'tagumoi, and Targum says mashkoifi. Targum on the word chabura is mashkoifi. Lashon chavata, a lashon of a bang and a bruise. V'chein shtufas kodim, and so the pasuk of shtufas kodim, banged out by the mizrach wind, by the eastern wind. Shekifun kidum. Targum says, banged is shekifun kidum, banged by the eastern wind. Chavuto is beruach, banged out from the wind. V'chein ala mashkoif, and also on the lintel. Al shem shadelas noikeshalav, because the door bangs on it. So basically, Rashi is explaining the word chabura to mean a bruise and a bang, and Targum says mashkoifi, which means a bang. And we find other places that it means, Targum says mashkoifi means a bang. For example, banged out by the mizrach wind, and also a mashkoif of a doorpost, which the door bangs against it, and that's why it's called mashkoif. And the pasuk continues. If a person will hit the eye of his Eved Kanani or the eye of his Shifcha Kananis, v'shichaso, and mutilate and destroy it, lachofshi shalachenu tachas enoi, you will send the Eved Kanani and the Shifcha Kananis free because you ruined his eye. If you will knock out the tooth of an Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis, of your Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis, lachofshi shalachenu tachas shinoi, you will send them free because you knocked out their tooth. This is the din of Shein Ba'ayin, a Yitziah for an Eved Kanani and Shifcha Kananis, and it also applies to all of the Chavdalet Roshei Evarim. Zog Rashi, Es Ein Abdoi Kanani. It is referring to an Eved Kanani. Aval Ivri, but an Eved Ivri, Ein Yoy to be Shein Ba'ayin. Does not go out with Shein Ba'ayin. K'moshar Marnu, just like we said, Eitzel Loiseite K'seisu Avod. We mentioned earlier that an Amr of Riyah does not go out with Shein Ba'ayin like an Eved Kanani goes out. And Eved Ivri is learned from Ivriya, so therefore an Eved Ivri does not also go out with Shein V'ayin. It is only a din by an Eved Kanani and Shifcha Kananis. Tachas Enoi, they both go free because of the eye and the tooth. V'chein b'chof da'ot Rosh Yevarim, and so is true by all 24 tips of the limbs. Etzbois Hayadayim, the 10 fingers, V'haraglayim, and the 10 toes. U'shtei Oznayim, and the 2 tips of the ear. V'achoytem, and the tip of the nose. V'rosh HaGviyah, and the Rosh HaGviyah, which is Shehu Gid Ha'amo, which is the male organ. All these would send the Shifcha Kananis or Eved Kanani free. The Lomo Nema Shein V'ayin. Why does the pasuk say Shein V'ayin if it applies to all Chavdal and Rosh Eivarim? Sheim Nema Ayin, if the pasuk would only say an I, V'loi Nema Shein, it would not say Shein. Ha'yisi Omer, I might have thought Ma Ayin Shenever Imot. You know why you go free for an eye? Because a person was created with it. Af kol shenever imot, only things that a person is created with it. All the 24 Rosh Eivarim. But Harishain lo never imot, I would not know a tooth because a tooth a person is not born with. And I might have thought that if the master knocks out the tooth, the Eved would not go free. Im nema shein, and if the pasuk would say shein v'lo nema ayin, and it would not say an eye, ha'yisi oimer afil shein tinoik, I might have thought even a baby tooth that you knock out of the Eved would send them free. Sheish l'chalipin, that has an exchange, a new tooth will grow instead. L'kach nema ayin, therefore it says ayin to teach you, just like an eye is something that does not heal and does not grow back, so too it means a tooth that will not grow back. only an adult tooth and not a baby tooth. And that is why we need both. If it would say Ayin, I would not know Shane because he was not born with it. And if it would say Shane, I would think even a baby tooth. And therefore we need Ayin to teach me that what type of Shane does an Eved Kanani and Shivcha Kananas go out free when it is not knocked out. Only a Shane that is similar to Ayin that has no replacement. Not a Shane Tinoik. And the pasuk continues. V'chiyigach shor es ish o es isha v'mes. If an ox will gore a man or a woman and will kill the man or the woman, as Rashi explains, shor lav dafka. The fact that the pasuk uses a shor as an example of what killed, dibra hakosav b'hoiva. The pasuk is just speaking about a usual occurrence, and since an ox is a usual occurrence to gore, therefore the pasuk chooses shor. But the halacha would be the same by any other behema, chaya, or oif. And this shor went and killed a man or a woman. What is the din? Saka yisakil hashor. Bezdin will stone this ox. V'lo yeyachal es besorei. And this ox will be osur ba'achila. Once the shor is sentenced to be killed, to be stoned, this shor becomes osur ba'achila, which means even if you shecht the shor, you are not allowed to eat it. Uval hashor naki. And the pasuk continues that the baal hashor is naki. He is cleaned out from having any hano from this shor. The pasuk is saying two things. V'lo yeyachal es besorei, it is osur ba'achila. Uval hashor naki, he is cleaned out from hano. He is not allowed to have even any hano from this shor also. That is the drush. The simple pshat in the pasuk is saying that since this pasuk is speaking about a shor tam, which is the first three times that it gores, the din is that ubal hashor naki, the owner of the ox, is innocent. As opposed to a shor mu'at, the fourth time that it gores, then the owner of the ox is chayev miso b'dei shamayim, like we will see in pasuk chavtes. Vim shor nagachu mitmol shilshaim. If this ox is a goring ox, mitmol shilshaim, yesterday it gored shilshaim and 2 days ago, which means three times. Pasuk chavches was the first time, like the pasuk says, v'chiyigach shor es isha yis isha. And in Pasuk Chavtes it says, Mitmoil and Shilshoim. That is the second and the third time. And now what happened was, V'hu ad bevolov. After the third time, Edim, witnesses, warned the owner of the ox, V'lo yishmerenu, and he did not watch the ox. V'heim es isha yisha. And now it killed a fourth time. So now it is called a mu'ed. The din is, Hashor yisakel. The ox gets skila, get stone, the gamba all of yumas, and also the owners are chayav misa, which Rashi explains to mean misa bidei shamayim, because the Gemara says al ritzichasoi atahargoi v'i atahargoi al ritzichas shoyre. A person gets killed for his own murderous actions, but not when his animal kills. So the pasuk over here is referring to misa bidei shamayim, and the question arises that if you stone the ox after the first time, how does he ever come to goring four times? And Rashi explains in Masechta Bava Kama that the pshat is that the ox ran away each time and they never reached the point of stoning it, and then it gored a second, third, and fourth time. But the pasuk says, Im kaifa yushas olav, when a ransom will be placed on him, which means that a person can take off the chiyuv misa bidei shamayim by paying a kaifer, paying a ransom. Kufra kapara, the Gemara says. Kufra is an atonement for the misa bidei shamayim. Im kaifa yushas alav, when the person will pay a ransom, v'nosan pinyoy nafshay, he will give a redemption for his soul, k'choy lasha yushas alav, whatever bezdin, the amount of money that bezdin places upon him. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, what exactly the kaifer is based on. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it is based on the main nizik, the mazik. The one who owns the shor has to pay to the yarshim of the dead person the main nizik, the worth of the dead person. They evaluate how much this dead person would have been worth, and then that amount of money the mazik gives to the yarshim of the nizik. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you pay the main mazik, the worth of the owner of the shor. We evaluate how much the owner of the shor is worth to be sold in a marketplace, and that amount of money he gives to the yarshim of the nizik. And this would be the kaifer, and this would be a kapara, in order that he should not get misa bidei shamayim. Oiven yigach, oivas yigach. Whether the shor kills a ben, a katan, or a bas, or a ketana. Kamishpat hazeh yeyosaloi. It all has the same din. Like the law stated above, yeyosaloi, that is what will be done to him. Even though the pasuk says earlier in pasuk chav ches, that the animal, the shor killed ish or isha, the pasuk over here says, it's not only by gedoyla and gadol, it is also by ketana and katan. Im eved yigach hashor oy oma, if the shor killed an eved kanani or a shivcha kananis, kesef shloishim shkolim, the amount of money of 30 shekel, yitain ladoinov, he must give to his master. The mazik has to give to the master of the eved, vashor yisokel, and the ox gets skila. The pasuk over here is telling us that even though earlier we mentioned there is a din of kaifer, where we evaluate either the value of the mazik or the value of the nizik, when it comes to an eved, it does not depend on the value of the eved. An eved has a flat value. The value, the kaifer, of an eved is always shloishim shkolim, 30 shkolim. Now let us go back on the Rashis. So Rashi pasuk chav ches, v'chiyigach, shor, if a shor will gore, echad shor ve'echad kol behema v'chaya v'oif. The pasuk is talking about not only an ox, but even any other cattle, beast, or any bird that will kill. Ella, why does it say shor? Shediber hakosav b'hoive. The pasuk speaks about a usual occurrence, and since a shor, it is a usual occurrence that it will kill, therefore the Torah picks shor. But who adin kol behema chaya v'oif? V'lo yeyochel es b'sari. One is not allowed to eat the meat of this shor. Mimash mashenema. Sokol yisokol hashor. Once the pasuk says that the shor has to be stoned, eni yodea shu nevela. Don't I already know that this shor is a nevela? There was no shechita on it. Unevela asura b'achila, and a nevela is also to eat. So why does the pasuk have to follow by saying v'lo yeyochel es b'sari? Why does the pasuk say v'lo yeyachol es b'saroi shafilu shochtoi la'achar shenigmar dinoi, even if the person would slaughter the ox after it was sentenced, osur b'achila, it is still osur b'achila. So even before it is an avela, it is osur b'achila. V'hanominayin, how do we know that you can't even have any benefit from it? Talmud Leimar, the pasuk says, "Uval hashor noki." The owner of the shor is cleared. Ka'odam ha'oimer lechaveri, like a person who tells his friend, "Yotzo ploini noki minechosov." This person became cleaned out from all his property. Ve'ein loy bohem hanoshal klum, and he does not have any benefit at all from this property. So too, the pasuk is saying over here, "Uval hashor noki," he is cleaned out from this shor, he cannot have any benefit. Not only is it aser ba'achila, but it is also aser ba'ano. That is the medrash. Zehu medrashi. Upshutai, but the simple meaning of the pasuk is, lefi shenemar b'mu'ud. Since the pasuk says in pasuk chavtes, when the shor is b'mu'ud and killed four times, it says, v'gam ba'olav yumas, that the owner is also put to death. Misa b'dei shomayim, hotzruch leimar, the pasuk has to say over here, b'tam. By Tam, the first three times, Uval Hashor Noki, that the owner of the Shor is innocent. There is no Misa Bidei Shamayim. And Rashi continues, Mitmol Shilshan. But if it killed yesterday and the day before, Hare Sholosh Negichos, that means it killed already three times. Pasuk Chavches once, and Tmol and Shilshan is two and three, so it killed three times, and then Vahuat Bivalov. And then Adim warned the owner. Loshan Asro Be'Adim. Vahuat means a warning with Edim. The Huad has the word Ed in it. Witnesses. That means that witnesses warned the owner. Kimoi, Ho'ed Heyed Banu Ho'ish. The brothers told Yaakov, the Shvatim told Yaakov, that Yosef warned us not to come without Binyamin. Ho'ed Heyed Banu Ho'ish. The Ish warned us. The Hamas Ish Aisha. And now, the fourth time it killed an Ish or an Isha. The Fisha Namar, since the Pasuk earlier in Pasuk Chav Ches said, Ki Yigach, that it gored, ainly Elishem Misa bin Agicha. All I know is when it killed through goring, Hemisa bin Ashicha. If it killed through biting, Dechifa, pushing, Ubiita, and kicking, Minayin, how do we know it has the same halacha? Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says over here, Vehemis. It kills in any way, even through kicking, biting, or pushing. What is the din of a Muad? The gamba all of you must be deshamayim. The owner is also mechuyev misa bidei shamayim. Yochel bidei adam. Maybe I will think that the pasuk is referring to misa bidei adam. Talmud Leimar, the pasuk says, mois yumas hamake, the makeh will surely be put to death. Roitzeachu, because he is a murderer. So we darshin. Al ritzichase atahargoy, vi atahargoy al ritzichas shoyroy. A person is put to death because of his murder, but not because of the murder of his ox. And therefore, the pasuk over here must mean misa bidei shemayim. Im kaifer yushasala, if kaifer will be placed on him. Now, im can sometimes mean if, but Rashi says im ze eino talui. This word im is not conditional; it is not dependent on something else. Ba'ahari hu kamoi im kesef talve. It is similar to the pasuk im kesef talves ami. It does not mean if you will lend, because that the din is that a person must lend money. It is a chiyum. The pasuk im kesef means lashon asher, when you will lend money. Ze mishpatei. This is the mishpat over here in this pasuk. This is the law. She yeshise olav bezdin kaifer. Bezdin will place upon him kaifer, this ransom, in order to take off the misa bidei shomayim. The mefarshim ask, if this im kaifer yushas olav is not conditional, and it means asher, it means that you have to pay kaifer, why wasn't this listed as one of the three cases which Rashi mentions in Parshas Yisrael, Perik Chav, Pasuk Chav Beis? Rabbi Shmuel said there are three cases where im means asher, where im does not mean if, but rather it means when you will do it. It is a chiyuv. And Rashi brings down three cases. Ve'im mizbeach avonim tasali. It does not mean if you will build a stone mizbeach, but rather when you will build a stone mizbeach. The second case is im kesef talves ami, when you will lend money. It does not mean if, because it is a chiyuv to lend money. And the third place is ve'im takriv minchas bikurim, when you will bring the mincha of the Omer. It does not mean if, but rather when, because it is a chiyuv. Why doesn't Rashi also mention this pasuk over here, im kaifer yushas olav, which is also a chiyuv? It also means asher. And the Mizrahi answers that even though im kaifer yushas olav is not conditional, and it is a chiyuv to pay the kaifer, it is still different than the other cases, because it is dependent on an action. It is dependent on something happening. You only pay kaifer if your ox will kill four times, and then, in order not to be mechuyev misa bidei shemayim, you will pay kaifer. So it is dependent upon your ox killing four times, as opposed to the other three cases. They are not dependent on anything. There is a chiyev no matter what to build the mizbeach avonim. There is a chiyev no matter what to lend money, and there also is a chiyev no matter what to bring the minchas bikurim. But im kaifer yushas olav is dependent on having an ox that will gore four times. And that is why Rabbi Shmuel only lists these three cases and not the case of im kaifer yushas olav. And Rashi continues, v'nosan pidroi nafshoi, and he will give the redemption of his soul, the kaifer. The main is a divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that the owner of the ox will pay the worth of the dead person. Rabbi Kiva says, the main mazik, that he pays his own worth, the worth of the mazik, and that is what he pays to the yershim of the dead person. Then yigosak Rashi, even if it is a ben shehu katan, even the person that was killed was a katan, a bas shikatana, even it is a minor girl. Since the pasuk earlier said that the ox will kill a man or a woman, I would think the chiv is only if the ox kills gedolim. Tam loymer oy ben yigach oy vas yigach. It says ben or bas lechayev aktanim gedolim. The pasuk is telling you that even if the animal kills a minor, it is the same halacha. Im eved oy amok knanim. If the ox kills an Eved Knani or Shivcha Knanis, Shloishim Shkolim Yitain, he has to give 30 shekel as the kaifer. Gezeris HaKosefu, that is a Gezeris HaKosef, a decree in the Torah. Ben Shehu Shava Ela Zuz, whether the slave is worth 1,000 Zuz. Ben Sheena Shava Ela Dinar, whether the slave is only worth 1 dinar, the din is the same. The kaifer of the Eved is not dependent on his value, but rather a flat rate of 30 shekel. How much is a shekel? A shekel mishkolei dal zehuvim. A shekel is worth 4 gold coins. Shehem chati unkaya, which is equivalent to a half of unkaya, lemishkal hayosher shel kolonya, of the official weight of Cologne, a city in Germany. So in conclusion, this is the halacha of a shor that kills a person. The din is, the first three times there is skila on the shor, the shor itself is asur b'achila and b'hana, but there is no chiyav misa on the owner. But the fourth time, there is already a chiyav misa bidei shamayim on the owner, and this chiyav misa can be taken off by paying koifer, which is either the value of the nizik or the mazik. But if the shor kills an eved, then the koifer is always 30 shekel. And the pasuk continues, v'chiyiftach ish bar. If a person will open a bar, which means the bar, the ditch was already dug and it was covered, and now this person went and uncovered the covering, oy ki yichwe ish bar, or if a man will actually dig for the first time a ditch, a pit, v'lo yichasenu, and he will not cover it. This bar was dug in the Rishus HaRabim. So now we have a bar, an open space where people or animals can fall in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. And an ox or a donkey will fall into this pit. Rashi explains, it is lav dafka shor oichamor. It can be any other animal. The pasuk says shor oichamor to tell you shor v'loy adam chamor v'loy kelim. The owner of the bar is chayev on a shor, but not if he kills a person. The owner is chayev on a chamor, but not if kelim become broken. If, let's say, the animal had different vessels attached to it, he will be chayev on the chamor, but not on the vessels, on the kelim that are attached to it. Baal habar yushalim. The owner of the pit will pay. He doesn't actually own the pit, because it was dug in the Rishus HaRabim. But rather, the pasuk considers it his, in order to be mechayev him on damages. Kesef, money, yashiv levalov, money he will return to the owner, he will pay the worth of the shor or chamor, and the pasuk adds an extra word, yashiv, to tell you, shava kesef ke kesef, that he doesn't have to pay only with money, he can also pay with shava kesef, something worth money, even straw. The hameis yeloi, and the dead animal belongs to the nizik, belongs to the owner of the shor. The one who dug the bar has to pay the difference between a live animal and a dead animal. He gives the dead animal to the owner of the shor. He says, this is yours, and now I have to pay you the difference between how much it was worth when it was alive and how much it is worth now. Zok Rashi, v'chiyiftach ish bar, if a person will open a bar, shahayim mechusa v'gileu, it was covered, and this person went and opened the covering, or if he dug it, why does the pasuk have to say yiftach and yichre? Im al psicha chayev, if one is chayev for just opening and uncovering a bar that was dug, al hakriya lekolshken, isn't it definite that he is chayev if he actually digs it from the start? So why does it say ki yichre? Ela lahavi kura achakura shu chayev. It is coming to tell me that if one person digs 9 tefachim, and then the second person digs the 10th tefach, the one who dug the 10th tefach is chayev for everything. Now, a 9 tefach bar is capable of doing damage, but a 10 tefach bar is capable of killing. So, it is simple that the one who dug the 10th tefach is chayev on misa, because the one who dug 9 never dug a bar capable of killing. The chiddush over here is that this man d'omer holds, even though the first one dug 9 and dug a bar that was capable of damaging, since this one, the second person, dug the 10th tefach, he is chayev on everything, even if an animal gets damaged in this bar. And that's what it means. Kura achakura. The pasuk is coming to say that even though the first one dug 9 tefachim, and the second one dug the 10th tefach, shehu chayev, the second one is chayev not only on misa, on an animal dying, but also on nezakin, on the animal, any animal that will be damaged in this bar, even though the first one who dug really created a bar that was capable of damaging. V'lo yichasenu, and he will not cover it, ha'im kiso pater. If he would have covered this bar that he dug, he would have been pater. U'v'chayfer b'rishus harabim diber ha'kosim. Pasuk is talking about digging a bar in a public domain. So who fell inside this bar? A shor oichamor, an ox or a donkey. Hu adin l'chol behem b'chaya. The din is true also if any animal or beast fell into this bar. Shebechol makam shenem ashor v'chamor. Whenever the pasuk says an ox or a donkey, anu lemeidim oisay shor shor mishabes. We learn a gzeir shava shor shor. It says shor here, and it says shor by Shabbos. Shenamar, it says by Shabbos. Laman yinuach shor chavach hamarecho. At the end of this week's parsha, it says, in order that your ox and your donkey will rest, ma'alahalon, just like over there it is referring to, kol behema v'chaya, any cattle or any beast, kishar, just like an ox, shahari nema b'makam acher, because in another pasuk it says, v'chol behem techo, that all your animals should rest. So therefore, shor chavach hamarecho does not only refer to Eshar nechamor, but also any behema, afkan, kol behema v'chaya, kishar. Any animal would be like a shar. So any animal that will fall into the ditch, the owner will have to pay. For loinema, shar v'chamor, the only reason it says shar v'chamor is only Ella to teach you, shar v'le'odom, an ox you are chayev on, but you are not chayev if you kill a person. If you damage a person, there is a chayev, but not on a misa of Adam in a bar. Chamor v'le'kelim, and also a donkey you are chayev on, but not on kalim. If kalim become broken in the bar, if the animal had kalim on it, and the animal falls in with the kalim, you are chayev on the chamor, but not on the kalim. Bal habor, the owner of the bar will pay. Bal hatakola, the owner of the obstacle. Afa pishu ein habor shaloi, even though this bar was dug in a public domain, so it does not belong to him. Shasoi b'shus rabim, he made it in a b'shus rabim. Asoi hakosov ba'olov l'schayev bin azakan, the Torah considers him the owner in order to obligate him to pay for the damages. Kesef yoshiv levalov, he pays money to the owner. Yoshiv l'rabi shava kesef, the word yoshiv in the pasuk is extra. It could have said yishalin kesef levalov, he pays money to the owner. Why does it have to say the extra word yoshiv? L'rabi is to include shava kesef. Something worth money is equivalent to kesef. Vafilu suvin, even if he is paying with straw, since he can sell the straw, it has value. Therefore, he can use it as payment for the ox or the chamor that fell into this pit. Vahameski aloy, the dead animal belongs to him. Who is him? Lenizik, to the nizik, the one that was damaged. Shaminis anavela, we evaluate how much the dead animal is. Vinoitla bedamim, and the owner takes it as it's worth. Umishalam le hamazik olea tashlumi nizkoi, and the mazik adds to it the payment and the rest of the value of the damage. If let's say the ox was worth $200 and the dead animal is worth $100, so he gives the dead animal worth $100 and adds another $100. Ramban asks if the pasuk says already Yoshiv that Shava Kesef is Kekesef, and you can give something worth money, you don't have to actually give money. Why does the pasuk have to tell me the Hameski Eloi that the dead animal belongs to the Nizik? Once you tell me that the Mazik can give Shava Kesef, automatically the dead animal is Shava Kesef. It's worth money. So obviously he could give that as payment to the Nizik. Why do we need a special pasuk to tell me the Hameski Eloi? Ramban answers that the pasuk v'hamesi eloi is coming to tell me that at the time the animal dies, at the time the shor dies in this pit, right away at that time, this becomes a payment and property of the nizik. And if the value of this dead animal decreases, it starts to smell and rot, and it's that the value decreases from the time of death until the time that Bezin actually judges this case and makes the hamada b'din, the loss will be the loss of the nizik, not of the mazik. And that is what the pasuk is telling me here. V'amesi eloi, right away, this is considered the property of the nizik, and it is payment for the death of his animal, and any devaluation is the loss of the nizik. And now the mazik has to only give the amount, the difference, of how much this dead animal was worth at the time of the death, and add to that the amount of what a live animal is worth. That difference is what the mazik has to give. We mentioned earlier that the pasuk says, "V'chiyiftach ish bar oy kiyichre ish bar." If a person will open a bar or dig a bar, and Rashi asks, once we say that a person is chayev for just opening an existing bar, he is definitely chayev for digging a new bar. Rashi answered, "It's coming l'rabbi's kaira acha kaira, that if you dig." If one person dug 9 tefachim and the second person dug the 10th tefach, the one that dug the 10th tefach is chayiv on everything, not only for misa, and if an animal dies in the bar, but even on tashlumin for any damages that took place in this bar. The Vilna Gaon says that this is very meduyik in the pasuk, because if you look at the pasuk, it says the word bar twice. The first time with a vav, and the second time without a vav. The Vilna Gaon says the first pasuk is talking about v'chi yiftach ish bar. If a person will open a bar, there we are talking about a person that opens a ten tefach bar. Therefore, the word bar is written mole; it is a complete bar. But since ki yichwa ish bar is referring to that the second person only dug a little bit, he only dug the tenth tefach, so it is saying ki yichwa ish bar, that even if the second person only dug a bar chaser, a bar that is only one tefach, because he added one tefach to the nine, he is the one that is chayev, and that is why the second time it says bar, it is written chaser. He only dug a small amount. And the pasuk continues, v'chi yigoiv shar ish, if an ox belonging to a man will hit eshari ehu, the ox of his friend, v'meis, and the first ox will kill the second ox, the din is umachu es asher achai. We sell the live ox, the chasu es kaspoi, and the value and the money that you get is divided. The gam es hameis yechatzun, and we also sell the dead animal, and we divide that too. The pasuk over here is telling us the din of tam mishaleim chatzi nezek megufay. The first three times that a shor, an ox, kills, he is considered a tam, and he only has to pay for half of the damages. And even the half of the damages that he does pay will never exceed the value of the live ox, of his ox. And that is what the pasuk is saying over here. Because if you have an ox worth $200 that kills another ox worth $200, and now the dead ox is worth $100, so the damage was $100. If you sell the live ox, $200, and you sell the dead ox, which is now worth $100, you get $300. If you divide that, each one gets $150. Which means the mazik and the nizik divided the damages. The damage was $100, and each one lost $50. That is the din of tam mishalim chatzi nezik migufay. But this doesn't always work. By selling the live animal and the dead animal, only works when the two animals are equal in value. But if one animal was worth $500 and the other animal was worth $100, and now when it's dead it's only worth $50, so the damage was $50. The complete damage was $50. If you will sell the live animal and the dead animal, you will get $550. And if you divide that, each one gets $275. That is far more than the damages. So this cannot be done when the two animals are not equal in value. And it can also happen the other way. If the mazik's animal is worth much less than the nizik's animal, let's say the mazik's animal was worth $100 and the nizik's animal was worth $1,000. And now when it's dead, it's worth $500. And you sell the live animal and the dead animal, which is $100 and $500, you get $600. And then they divide that, each one gets $300. It comes out that the mazik gained on the deal. He had an animal worth $100, and now he's getting $300. So you cannot always say, sell both animals and divide that. That only works when the two animals are equal in value. The pasuk is only coming to tell me that you have to pay, a tam has to pay chatzi nezek, and it says it in this way to teach you that he never pays more than migufay. He'll never pay more than the worth of his animal, the live animal. Which means, if the mazik's animal is worth very little, and it's worth less than chatzi nezek, he won't pay more than the worth of his animal, even though it might only be a quarter of the damage. And also, let's say if his animal dies, he won't have to give more than the dead animal. And we will see more about this in Rashi. And the pasuk continues, Oy, or if this ox was not a tam, but rather, noida, it was known, kishar nagahu mitmol shilshaim, this ox was a goring ox, yesterday and the day before. It gored already three times, veloyus berenu ba'olam, and the owners did not watch it, and now it gored a fourth time, shalim yishalim shar tachta shar. The owner must pay an ox for an ox, the complete value, v'ameis yeloi, and the dead animal will go to the nizik, and the mazik will pay and add on the value of what the difference between a dead animal and a live animal. That will be his payment. So we see over here the difference between a tam and a mu'ud. A tam paid chatzi nezek. A mu'ud pays the whole value. That's why the pasuk says over here, shalim yishalim shar tach hashar. He pays for the complete value of the damages of the shar. Tam paid chatzi nezek mi gufay. He never paid more than the value of his ox that damaged. But a shar hamu'ud, once he kills four times, he pays Nezik Sholem the complete value, min ha'aliyah. He'll even take money out of his pocket, even the value that will exceed the worth of his ox, the ox that kills. That is the difference between a tam and a mu'ud. Zak Rashi. Pasuk lamed hei. V'chi yigayf. What does the word yigayf mean? Yidchayf. He will push. Bein bekarnov, bein begufoy, bein beraglov. Whether he pushes with his horns, or with his body, or with his legs. Bein shenoshchoy b'shinov. And even if the animal will bite with his teeth. Kulan bechlal negifa. They are all included in the word negifa. Why? She'ein negifa el loshamaka. The word negifa means to hit. And therefore, all these different types of hitting, whether it's with a foot, with a horn, or with his body, all are included in hitting in yigayf, and that is what the pasuk is referring to. Shar ish, shar shel ish. It means the ox of a person. Umachuris ashar chai. They sell the live one, and they sell the dead one, and they divide it. Bishavim hakosav medaber. The pasuk is referring to two oxen that are equal in value. Shar shavet. Reish, an ox that is worth 200. Shehem is shar shava reish, that killed another ox worth 200. Bein shehanavela shava harbe, whether the dead animal is worth a lot. Bein shu shava ma'at, whether it is worth less. Kishenoytel zeh chatzi achai, when one person takes half of the value of the live animal. Bechatzi ameis, and half of the value of the dead animal. Vezeh chatzi achai vzeh chatzi ameis, and the other one takes half of the value of the live animal and half of the value of the dead animal. Nimsa kol echon mafzik chatzi nezik shehzik hamisa. It will come out that each person is losing half of the value of the damages. Lamadnu shatam mishalim chatzi nezik. We learn from here that tam pays for half of the damages. Shemina shoven ataloymed l'sheinim shoven. From two animals that are equal in value, we can learn out to also animals that are unequal in value, that tam pays chatzi nezek. Ki din ha-tam l'shalim chatzi nezek. That the din of a tam is to pay half of the worth of the damages. Le'pachas v'le'yoser. Not less and not more. Because if the two oxen are worth 200, and the dead ox is worth 100, so the damage was $100. If you sell both 200 and 100, getting $300, and you divide that, each one gets 150. And if the damage was 100, and each one gets 150, so each one got half of the damage. Oy yochel af b'she'en eshavin b'dmehem k'she'en chayim omar akosav v'chotzu eshneem. Or maybe the pasuk is saying also sell both even when they are unequal in value. Imamar tekein, if you will say that, pa'omim sha'mazik mishtaker harbet. There will be times that the mazik, the damager, will gain a lot of money on the deal. Kishen ha'nevelo shavali mochil l'nochrim harbi yosef midmei shahamazik. If the dead animal will be worth to be sold to goyim a lot more than his animal, the worth of the shor hamazik. So if you sell both, the mazik will gain. It is not possible to say that the mazik will gain. It can come out also, if you sell both, and the animals are unequal in value, that the nizik will get more than nezik sholin. If half of the value of the shor hamazik, shavin yoiser, is worth more, be called me shor hanizik, than the whole value of the shor hanizik. If you will say that, then a shor hatam is stricter than a shor hamu'ud, because a shor hatam can get more than nezik sholin. Therefore, Rashi says, al korchacho, leidiber hakosav el b'shavin. The pasuk must be talking about two animals that are equal in value, and that's when the pasuk is saying to sell both. But not in the case where they are unequal in value, where the mazik can possibly gain, or the nizik can possibly be getting more than nezik sholin. And the pasuk is teaching you, shatam mishalim chatzin ezek. The tam pays half of the value of the damage. And from two animals that are equal in value, you can learn the same din to the ones that are unequal in value. Shamishtalim chatzin izkoi, that the one who pays chatzin ezek, shamalei esanavela, we evaluate the dead animal. Umasha pichsoi doma bishvil hamisa, how much less it is worth now because it is dead. Noitel chatzin b'chas, you take half of this difference, v'haylech, and that's it. He takes the half of that, and that is chatzin ezek. V'loma omar kosev b'loshen hazeh, if the truth is that we don't always sell both animals, only if it's shoven, so why did the pasuk have to say it in this way? V'lo omar yishalim chatzin, it should have said a clear-cut statement. Tam pays half, And don't say it in a way that you sell both animals. Lalame, the pasuk is coming to teach us she'ein hatam mishalem elam igufay, that tam does not pay chatzin ezek only from the actual guf of the live animal. He never pays more than the live animal. That is why it says it in a lashon of selling both, because this way he'll never pay anything out of his pocket. Ve'im nogach umeis, if the animal gores and dies achakach afterwards, ein anizik noitel elah hanavela, the nizik can never take more than the dead animal. And if this dead animal does not equal to chatzin ezek, yafsid, then the nizik will lose. Oy shor shava mona, or let's say you have a shor that is worth a mona, shenogach shor shava chamesh moizuz, that gored an ox that was worth 500 zuz, ein anoitel elo es hashor, he can only take the most, the value of the shor. Shalon is chayev hatam lechayev es ba'olav l'shali min aliyah, because the din is that a tam never has to pay out of pocket. He never has to pay more than his animal is worth, even if it is less than chatzin ezek. Oy noida, what is oy? Oy loy hay tam, or maybe if it wasn't a tam, it was not an animal that only killed three times. Ela noida was known kishar nagachu hayoyim umitzmoil shilshan, that it was a goring animal that killed today, the day before, and the day before that. So it killed already three times. And then it was warned the fourth time and killed again. Shali mishalim shor nezik shalim. Then it is a mu'ud and pays nezik shalim. Vamesi eloi. And the dead animal goes lenizik to the nizik. Va'olov yashlim ha'mazik. And upon that dead animal, the mazik will add on. Achi yishtalim nizkoi. Nizik kol nizkoi, until the nizik will be paid up the total value of the live animal, the dead animal, plus the difference between a dead animal and a live animal, which he adds onto that, will be equal to the price of the live animal. Just like we said on the pasuk v'amesi eloi concerning a bar in pasuk lamed dalet, that is the same thing over here in pasuk lamed vav concerning a shor killing another shor, that you give the dead animal and add to it. And the pasuk continues, ki yignoif ish shar oiseh, if a man will steal an ox or a sheep, utzvachay oy mecharay, and he will go deeper into his geneva, and he will shecht it, he will kill it, oy mecharay, or he will sell it, so it's not in his rishus anymore. The din is chamisha vakar yishalim tachas hashar, he will pay five times, five bakar for the one shar that he stole, va'arba tzoyin tachas haseh, and for the one sheep that he stole, he will pay back four sheep. And Rashi says, Chamisha Vokar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Chas Hamokim al Kavoidon Shal Bryas. The Torah has mercy on the honor of people. Shor Shalach Paraglov, an ox that walks on its feet. Velainis Bazaboy Haganov, Lenoise al Kasefov, and the Ganov, the robber, did not embarrass himself carrying the Shor on his shoulders while he was stealing Mishalom Hay. For that he pays five. But a sheep that he embarrassed himself and carried it out while he was robbing the person, he carried the sheep on his shoulders, Mishalim Dalit, he only pays four. Hoyel, since Vinispazaboy, he already was punished by becoming embarrassed as he was robbing, because that is one pshat. Amar Rameir, Rameir says another pshat, Boy Ure, come and see, Kama Gedoyla Koycho Shomalacha, how great is the power of work. Shar sheh bitloi mimalachtoi, a shar by stealing a shar, that you caused a bitl malacha, a stoppage in work, mishalim hey, for that you have to pay five times the amount. Seh sheloi bitloi mimalachtoi, dalet, but by stealing a seh, which did not cause a stoppage in work, the sheep don't work, you only pay dalet for the sheep. And those are the two pshatim to explain the difference between shar and seh. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you pay more for the shor because the robber was not embarrassed as he was robbing, because the shor he let out Baraglov on the shor's 4 feet, as opposed to the seh, which he carried at the seh out and was embarrassed. And the second shot that Rameir says is that a shor is worth more because by taking the shor, you are causing a bitul malacha, as opposed to a seh, where there is no bitul malacha, you only pay four. And Rashi continues, Tachas Hashor, Tachas Haseh. Shonon HaKosov, the Pasuk says Shor and Seh again. Loimar to teach you, She'ein Midas Tashlumei Dal Vehe, that this payment of four times for Seh and five times for Shor does not exist. Noheges, it only exists Ela B'Shor V'Seh B'Vad, only by an ox and a sheep, but not by any other animals. We do not say over here, like we said earlier, by bar, where it says "v'nafal shama shor echamor," that we learn "shor shor" from Shabbos, and it means all animals. No, over here there is an extra word "shor" and "seth" to teach you that this halacha is only by a shor and a seth. Where are the extra words in the pasuk? The Gemara explains because the pasuk could have said "ki yignoiv ish shor." And skip the word set. Ki yignoiv ish shor utzvachoi oy mechorei. If a person will steal an ox and shecht it or sell it, chamisha vako yishalim tachtov. 5 bakar he will pay for it, for the shor. Va'ar batzoin tachas aseh. And 4 sheep for the set. The pasuk did not have to say the word set in the resha and the word shor in the seifa. Again, it could have said ki yignav ish shor utvachay oy mechorei chamisha vaka yishalim tachtov ve'arbatzoin tachas aset. So said the resha and shor the seifa are extra, and therefore we learn that the pasuk is dafka. Dafka by se you pay 4, and dafka by shor you pay 5, but not by any other animal. And the pasuk continues im ba'machteres. If in an underground passage, you must say Haganov, the Ganov is found while breaking into your house, the hookah, and the owner of the house hit the Ganov, Vameis, and he killed him, Ein loy damim. There is no blood to this Ganov. It is as if you killed a dead person, because the halacha is Habo lehargecha, Hashkim lehargoy. If somebody comes to kill you, you have all the rights to kill this person before he kills you. And since this person is breaking into your house, he knows that nobody stands still when somebody comes and takes his money. So this robber is coming to kill you. If you will stand up against him, he will kill you. So the halacha is habar lahogecha hashkim lahargoy. If somebody is coming to kill you, you are allowed to kill him. And therefore, ein loy damim, it is not as if you killed him. If you do kill him, it is like you killed a dead person. But im zarcho hashemesh olav, if the sun shone on him, which Rashi explains to mean, if it is clear to you that this person, this robber, is at peace with you, just like the sun is at peace with the world, this robber is at peace with you. For example, it was a father coming to steal from his son. It is clear that the father will not kill his son. So in such a case where it is clear that the robber will not kill the one he is breaking into, then damim lo, then there is blood to this robber. You're not allowed to kill him. Shalem yishalem. The robber must pay. Im ein lo, if he does not have money to pay, v'nimkar b'gnev asai, he is then sold for his gneva. The din is that when the robber does not have money to pay, Bezdin will sell him and take this money and give it to the person that he robbed. The Rambam paskins that let's say if the person stole $1,000 and he is only worth $500, the din is that we sell him for $500 and we give this $500 to the person who was robbed. But the other $500 remains as a chayv, as a debt from the robber to this person. We do not sell him twice for one geneva. Also, the other way, let's say he is worth $1,000 and he only stole $500, then the din is, the Rambam says, we do not sell him at all. Since his value exceeds the amount of the geneva, we don't sell him at all. But this is the din of a nimkar b'gnevasa. And the pasuk continues, if the geneva was found in his hand, not like in pasuk lamed zayin, that the geneva was not in his hand, he shechted it or he sold it, but rather the geneva was still in his hand, mishor ad chamor ad se, whether it was an ox, a donkey, or a sheep, or even something that is not a bali chaim, it is not a live thing, like clothing, the pasuk says in another place would have the same halacha. The din is, there is a din of kefal. You pay double. Chayim shnayim yishalim. You pay double of the live animal. And Rashi explains that the pasuk is coming to tell us 2 points. First of all, let's say bishas geneva, when the person stole the animal, it was chayim, it was alive. But when the ganav was caught, the animal was dead already. You might think that the ganav can pay 2 dead animals, because that was what the situation was when he was caught. The pasuk is telling you no. Chayim shnayim yishalim. You must pay 2 live animals. Kein sheganav. We look at what the animal was at the time of the geneva. Secondly, the pasuk is coming to tell me that since we find by mazik, when somebody damages somebody else's property, whether through a bar, whether a shar, it killed another person's animal, the din is you're allowed to give the dead animal as payment. That only applies by mazik. But a ganef is not allowed to do that. The pasuk is saying, chayim shnayim yishalim. When you pay, kefil over here, you cannot give as payment a dead animal. You must give chayim shnayim yishalim, two live animals. Zok Rashi, imba machteres. If while underground, in an underground passage, kishahay choiter sabayis, while he was breaking into the house, the ganef was found, and the owner of the house killed him. Ain loy damim. There was no blood. Ain zu resicha. It is not considered murder. Harayu kemeis meikari. You are killing a dead man. Kan limdoscha Torah. Here the Torah is teaching you. In bol hargecha, if somebody comes to kill you, hashkim lahargot. You are allowed to get up and kill him first. Vizeh lahargecha ba. This person, this ganef, is coming to kill you. Shaharayu idea. Because the ganef knows. She'ain adam maimid atzmoi. A person does not restrain himself. And he sees that somebody is taking his money before him. And he is quiet. The ganef is coming under these circumstances that he knows that the person will stop him and try to resist. The ganef thinks that if the owner of the house, the Baal HaMamin, will come up against him, he'll kill him. So he's Baal HaHargecha, therefore Hashkim LaHargoy. You are allowed to kill him, Ein Loi Damim. But, Im Zarecha HaShemesh Olav, if the sun is shining upon him, Ein Ze Elikimin Moshel. The Pasuk is just saying a parable. Im Barulecha HaDavar. If it is clear to you, Sheyesh Loi Shalom Imach, that the robber is at peace with you. Kishemesh HaZeh. Just like this son, Shehu Shalom Ba'olam, that is at peace with the world, Kach Posh Lecha. So it is clear to you, She'enei Bola Haroig, that the robber is not coming to kill, Afilu Yamid Bal Hamami Kenegdoi, even if the owner of the money will stand up against him, Kigoin Av Hachoyte Lignoit Mami Min Habein, when a father comes and breaks into the son's house, Biadua, it is known, Sherachame Ha'av Al Haben, that the father has mercy on the son. He is not coming to kill. Then damim loy. Then there is blood. Kichai hu chashuv. The robber is considered like a live person. Uritzichehi im yargenu balabais. And it will be considered murder if the owner will kill him. Shalem yishalem haganav. The ganav must pay for his robbery. Mamon shagonav, the amount of money that he stole. Ve'ene chayiv misa. He's not chayiv misa, even though he is coming to kill. Since he did not actually kill, he's not chayiv misa. That is the pshat in the pasuk. Rashi now brings down another pshat in Imzorcha Hashemesh. Va'okalus shetirgim, im eina desahadaya noflas aloi. On the words Imzorcha olav Hashemesh, he says, if the eyes of witnesses fell upon him, upon the ganav, lokach loy shita acheres, he is taking another approach in teaching the words Imzorcha olav Hashemesh. Loimar. He means to say, she'im mita'uhu edim. If edim will see the ganav, koidim shebo balabayis, before the owner sees the ganav, ukishebo balabayis negdoi. And when the balabayis comes against him, chosroboi, shela yahargeyu, they warn the balabayis not to kill the ganav, damim loy. Then, there is blood, and there is a chiv misa if you kill the ganav. Chayav olavim hargoi, he's chayav if he kills the ganav. Shemeach ha'sheyesh royim loy, since witnesses saw the ganav, the ganef is now afraid. He is not going to come and kill somebody. He would never kill the Baal HaMamon in this instance. And therefore, you are not allowed to kill him because he is not considered Habor LaHargecho. So we have two pshatim in the pasuk Imzorcha HaShemesh Olav. According to Rashi, it means that it is talking about it in a case where it is clear that the robber is not coming to kill because, for example, it is a father robbing his son, so over there the son cannot kill the father. And Targum Unkelus learns that witnesses saw the robber, so that is another instance where the robber will not kill because people saw him and he would not want to kill when there are witnesses. And Rashi continues Pasuk Gimel Imimotze Timotze V'yodai. If the Geneva was found Birushusai in his Rishus Shalei Tavach V'lei Mochar, he did not shecht it like the Pasuk earlier, and he did not sell it. Then there is a din of kefil. Mishar ad chamor, kol dava bichlal tashlumi kefil. Even though our pasuk is only listing live things, but everything is included. Bein sheish baruch chayim, bein sheein baruch chayim. Whether it is alive or not. Shari neva b'makom acher, because in a different pasuk it says, al se al salma al kol aveda yushalim shnayim l'riyehu. It says you will pay double, even al se al salma, even on clothing, al kol aveda, or any lost object. So we see, even if it is not alive, the din is that you pay kefil on it. Chayim shnayim yushalim. V'lo yushalim lo mesim. He is not allowed to pay mesim. Ela chayim oy demei chayim. A live animal or something worth the value of the live animal. First of all, Rashi is saying, keren kein shagonav, that you pay according to the value and the worth of what it was when he stole. Even if it might have died later on, you pay for a live animal. Secondly, you are not allowed to pay with dead animals, just like we said by Mazik. By Mazik, there was a din v'amesi eloi, but not over here by Geneva.